During a debate in the European Parliament, many EU lawmakers claimed the US can no longer be trusted following Donald Trump's decision to pull his country out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, Iran nuclear deal. His actions were branded hypocritical and nonsensical.
Signing a deal with North Korea built on shaky grounds of Twitter diplomacy and laced with vague non-committal wording, he abandons the strong, solid nuclear deal with Iran.
The EU's top diplomat, Federica Mogherini, told the debate that new EU laws designed to counteract US sanctions against Iran will come into force on the 5th of August. She said Washington cannot be allowed to prevent EU firms from doing business with Iran. The vast majority of MEPs in the chamber agreed the deal must be saved.
We must not let one poorly advised anti-multilateralist president destroy an agreement that has at its heart the desire to maintain a more peaceful world.
Peace activists have told us Trump's decision to withdraw from the JCPOA was taken to appease US allies in the Middle East. They say his policies could potentially lead to major conflicts.
Action, reaction. And yeah, you start a war, you start something you cannot stop anymore. And this is very, very dangerous. And this can become sort of worldwide conflict. And this is what we want to avoid.
A small number of MEPs support Trump's move to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. At the end of their debate, Mogherini could not hide her frustration.
I'm surprised that some forces that have always argued for sovereignty and autonomy are now tempted to follow, not Brussels, but Washington. I think this is a mistake.
Israel's influence on US foreign policy was heavily criticized during the debate, and a number of MEPs, particularly from France, expressed frustration that big firms in their country are being impeded by Trump from doing business with the Islamic Republic.
Some MEPs have raised concerns that EU leaders might now neglect the JCPOA in the light of all the other big headaches Trump has given them, particularly relating to trade issues. In any case, they are due to discuss the Iran nuclear deal at length when they meet here for a summit in 2 weeks' time. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at the European Council, Brussels.